This is Reed Nepal. I'm Deepinder Silwal with news. The headlines first. All three district administration offices in the Kathmandu Valley shut down all services for 2 weeks except highly essential one. Places with a spike in coronavirus cases to be sold off. Health Ministry urges all concerned to adopt high alertness as infection cases are spiking in community level. Health Ministry reports 464 new corona cases today, including 106 in Kathmandu Valley. 5 people die of coronavirus in Nepal today. Total death toll from the virus infection in Nepal jumps to 70. Education Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel says schools can't be open due to rising coronavirus cases across Nepal. And landslide in Idukki of Indian state of Kerala kills 15 people. Now news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has received the information about the ongoing government efforts to contain and prevent COVID-19 infections. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister, who is also the chair of the COVID-19 Prevention and Control High-Level Committee Coordinator, along with Foreign Minister Pradeep Kumar, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and Health Minister Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal reached the office of the President to inform her about the government's effort to contain and prevent the infection in the country. Meantime, President Bhandari praised the government's effort in the prevention and control of virus and expressed her concern about the livelihood of the Delhi wage owners in urban areas. President Bhandari, expressing her worries about the increasing number of corona cases lately, urged all to strictly follow the health protocol and directives issued by the government. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all concerned sites to adopt high alertness and health protocol as the coronavirus infection is spiking in community level in post-lockdown period. Speaking at the regular press brief today, Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam said coronavirus spread in community level, including in the Kathmandu Valley and various areas of Nepal. He added that the coronavirus infections lately tested in security personnel, health workers, staffs deputed in essential services and people's representative have signalled adverse situation in days to come. The ministry spokesperson also urged the hospitals to depute health workers and other staff in shift basis to ease management of possible health crisis. The health ministry has informed that test scopes has been expanded following community-level transmission of the virus. Health Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Gautam said that patients suffering from diarrhea and those having loss of senses to differentiating spells and tests will also undergo COVID-19 test via PCR method. He further said that teams of health workers have been deputed in rural municipalities, sub-metropolises and metropolises across Nepal. He informs that a team of health workers has been deputed in every rural municipality, 2 teams in every municipality, 3 teams in every sub-metropolises and 5 teams in every metropolises. Every team of health workers has 3 members in it. Similarly, the health ministry has said ICU beds with 250 ventilators have been added, with preparations are underway to add 240 beds for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. The ministry spokesperson affirmed that 2,600 ICU beds and approximately 900 ventilators are in Nepal at present, saying COVID-19 patients with serious symptoms are increasing lately. The ministry said the infected ones having no symptoms have been managed to stay at home isolation in order to secure the ICU beds for the critical ones. The health ministry spokesperson further informed that 66 infected are in ICU and 3 infected in ventilators. They are receiving treatment among 6,330 corona-infected patients across Nepal. Meantime, the health ministry has reported 464 new cases of the coronavirus in Nepal today. Among the infected cases confirmed today, 106 were reported in Kathmandu Valley, which is the highest single-day virus tally in the valley. Likewise, the total death toll from coronavirus in Nepal has reached 70, with 5 deaths reported today. The health ministry confirmed the corona-related death of 3 people in Persa, 1 person in Siraha and 1 person in Sarlahi. To control the spread of coronavirus infection, the district administration offices in Kathmandu Valley have decided to shut all the services except the highly essential ones for 2 weeks. The joint meeting of the chief district officers of 3 districts in the valley, the concerned stakeholders, took the decision to shut the services from coming Sunday to 24th of August. Kathmandu District Administration Officer Janak Raj Dahal has said, considering increasing cases of COVID-19 infections in the valley, services except the highly essential ones have been shut. He further said highly essential services would come into operation. However, the people in the essential services, including service seekers, must strictly follow the health protocol. The 4 officers have also warned of action if anyone was found flouting the health protocol. Talking to Radio Nepal, Bhaktapur District Administration Officer, Chief District Administration Officer, Humkala Pandey informed that the meeting decided to seal off the areas with increasing coronavirus cases. The districts and local level, following the government rights and exercising the granted rights by laws, have increased roles for containing the further spread of coronavirus. The District Crisis Management Centers has been granted rights to prevent and take measures against the virus by assessing the situation within the given territory. Local levels also hold the rights to take necessary decisions against the pandemic and implement them. Ministry of Home Affairs says 18 districts have implemented measures against the virus through internal decision. Meantime, the Lahan municipality has enforced a 9-day prohibitory order beginning from today. Nuwakot district has banned the operation of public vehicles district-wise beginning from today until a next decision. Vehicles except for the most essential services and acquiring permissions are not allowed to enter the district. Likewise, Saptari, Dhanusa, Bake, Borong, Persa, Bara, Mahottari, Jhapa, Sunsari, Bazang, Darchula, Sarlahi and Sangza have issued prohibitory orders. Education, Science and Technology Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel has denied the possibilities of opening schools for face-to-face teaching at this abnormal situation of pandemic. Speaking in the meeting of the Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives today, Education Minister clarified that in view of increasing cases of coronavirus in community level, opening the schools was not possible, saying the ministry is in final phase of preparing modality for reopening the schools. Minister Pokhrel stressed on alternative teaching learning activities at this hour as there are no other options left at this critical hours. You are tuned into Radio Nepal News. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ के थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरु सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्याश डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्याश डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संसार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chairpersons of the all four thematic committees under the National Assembly have been elected unopposed. Parshuram Meghi Kurung has been elected the chairman of Legislation Management Committee, Ram Narayan Bidari for the Delegated Management and Government Assurance Committee, while Tara Devi Bhatta and Dil Kumari Rawal are elected to serve the chairpersons of the Suitable Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee and National Concern and Coordination Committee respectively. All the four had earlier served as the chairs of the respective committees. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has congratulated his Sri Lankan counterpart Mahinda Rajapakse on his landslide victory in the parliamentary election. Making a telephone call, Prime Minister Oli congratulated him, expressing happiness over mutual relations between the two countries. Meantime, both Prime Ministers reiterated their wishes to further bolstering the relations in coming days. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs sources say during the telephone talk, the two leaders exchanged views on the national experience in fight against COVID-19 and the efforts made by the government of both countries in addressing the pandemic. Prime Minister Oli and his Sri Lankan counterpart also expressed their desire to continue an exchange of high-level visits after the situation become normal. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanasam Basal has said various animal diseases would be now treated in a scientific and modern way. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of the Central Referral Veterinary Hospital today, Minister Basal vowed to make people self-dependent on agriculture by expanding additional services by protecting animals. A woman and her son died when a landslide buried them at Dilasini Rural Municipality 4 in Baithari last night. The police said 40-year-old Pasupati Bohara and her 12-year-old son Rikesh of Dilasini Rural Municipality 4 died yesterday when a landslide buried their house. Meanwhile, 16-year-old Sujita Bohara and 12-year-old Sunita Bohara managed to escape the incident. Likewise, two children went missing in the Dharoti River in Gorkha. As per the police update, the missing are identified as 16-year-old Sabin Shrestha and 15-year-old Prajol Shrestha of Palungtar Municipality 1. This news comes to you from Reed Nepal. Now on some international updates. Rescuers retrieved at least 15 bodies and struggled to free around 50 others feared trapped under debris in Kerala's Idukki district today. Officials said a massive landslide induced by torrential rain claimed the lives. Local authorities said the settlement of tea estate workers in Rajamalai of Idukki was hit by the landslide today. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said that a team of National Disaster Relief Force has been deployed in the rescue efforts. Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapakse has declared victory in the country's parliamentary election. His brother Mahinda Rajapakse is expected to be installed as Prime Minister, having held the roles as caretaker since November. The brothers' party, Sri Lanka People's Front, has secured a two-third supermajority of seats needed to carry out its promised constitutional changes. The party won 145 of 225 seats plus 5 more seats from its allies. Mahinda Rajapakse was previously president from 2005 to 2015. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at few places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Reed in Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. All three district administration offices in Kathmandu Valley shut down all services for 2 weeks except highly essential ones. places with spiking corona cases to be sealed off. Health Ministry urges all concerned sites to adopt high alertness as infection cases are spiking in community level. Health Ministry reports 464 new coronavirus cases today, including 106 in Kathmandu Valley. Five people die from coronavirus in Nepal today. Total death toll from virus infection jumps to 70. Education Minister Giriraj Mani Pokhrel says schools can't be reopened due to rising cases of coronavirus across Nepal. And landslide in Idukki of Indian state of Kerala's killed 15 people. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.